Honolulu Civil Beat brings us our regular segment that we call the Reality Check. Today, a story about how the Star Advertiser is bracing for the contraction in the economy. Reporter Yuyun Jung is on the line this morning. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning.
You know, I have to say, I was very dismayed when I read in the paper that Susan Scott's column was going to be on hiatus because I'm a regular fan. But good for you for following up on the impacts of this coronavirus.
Yeah, well, it's an uncomfortable job to write about, you know, our colleagues' jobs being impacted by the pandemic and, you know, the negative economic impacts of it. But that's what happened, you know. Businesses have shut down, and that's led to advertising being cut, and that's also led to some of our colleagues' hours being reduced and some of their jobs being furloughed.
So what have you been able to find out as far as numbers?
Okay, so what I know thus far for sure is that most of the staff are working four-day weeks instead of five-day weeks, so 32 hours instead of 40 hours. And at least eight of the staff members have been furloughed without pay. So they are still getting insurance coverage, as far as I know, but they're not working.
And have you been able to reach out and get in contact with some of these folks that have been furloughed?
On the down low, but not officially. Mm-hmm. Not officially. As you know, some of them have been posting on their social media.
Yeah, so it is distressing because, you know, you think news people are essential and they're out there covering stories around this COVID crisis.
Absolutely, and that's what the Guild Unit co-chair Susan Essoyan said. The journalists are out there constantly posting updates on their website about what's going on in Hawaii with the COVID-19 crisis. And, you know, they're working harder than ever. And, you know, the thing is that the value of news coverage is known by the public more than ever. You know, people are relying on news. You know, they're tuning into HPR, reading the Star Advertiser, reading Civil Beat, watching one of the television stations. So people realize the value of news more than ever, yet these cuts have to be made, so somehow there's more demand for it, but the supply has to be cut.
And so what does the parent company of the Star Advertiser say?
So I haven't been able to get in touch with the parent company, but I did speak to the president and publisher, Dennis Francis. So of course he's saying that the situation is a moving target, and you know, he's even saying that there may be more people who may need to be furloughed. So the number eight was the last that I was able to confirm, but he said that was also a moving target. But he also said that he wants, you know, the situation to return back to normal as soon as possible, but that all depends on, you know, when this pandemic is going to run through its course and stop eventually, right? But you know, that we don't know when that's going to happen, you know, when the stay-at-home orders are going to stop and when businesses can return to normal. Like, these are all things that we don't know.
Right. But, yeah, it is just a shame because, like I said, the journalists are out there covering the news and covering this crisis in our community, whether you live in, you know, Makaha or Molokai.
Absolutely. So that, but since you mentioned Molokai, I did speak to the editor of the Molokai Dispatch as well, and they're also seeing some impact. They have a really small team down there with just three people. They haven't had to, you know, make any cuts thus far, but they did say that the editor said that they had to part ways with some of the advertisers because of the pandemic. And so they're seeing some impact over there as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
That was reporter Yuyun Jung with today's Reality Check. Read her story and more online at civilbeat.org.